Central New Yorkers have one last chance to offer their opinions about the future of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a forum Wednesday night at Henninger High School is not an event put on by the people making the decision.
State Transportation Commissioner Matt Driscoll says he expects to make a recommendation next month to either rebuild the crumbling 81 viaduct where it stands now in the city of Syracuse, or reroute traffic around the city and create a boulevard where 81 is now. These two final options are the result of years of community discussions and public hearings on the issue. Problem is, the two most experienced state lawmakers in Syracuse say these two options, in particular the one that creates a boulevard, don't represent what the people want.
The majority of people want 81 to follow the same route it is now. It's been that way from day one. It hasn't changed. So why are we continually fighting what the majority of people want?
Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli believes cost is the big reason the state isn't considering a third option he thinks would make everyone happy, a tunnel or depressed highway.
It takes into account having a boulevard or a community grid on top and keeping the highway going through the city on the bottom. That's the true consensus. That's what we've heard. That's what everybody wants to see. Why aren't we talking about it?
Magnarelli and State Senator John DeFrancisco will be holding a hearing Wednesday at 6:30 at Henninger High School to get people talking about that, as well as other options for 81. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.